Damn, I couldn't get below a 3 in practice.
What'd he run? An O? Oh.
He ran
That's
a
what I ran.
one.
Or yeah, well, that's
So they both ran
yeah.
ones.
I ran an O, Matt ran an O, Matt jacked his he jacked his qualified.
That's good. That way he'll work his way
Yeah.
through.
He said he was gonna try to get an EOL maybe or something. We'll see.
Well, I know Brady was asking for one.
Yeah.
So we'll see if Brady can run clean and not annoy the shit out of everyone that doesn't mute him.
Bully's gonna scream back and go, mute him! Kick him!
Yeah. Yeah, I don't, like I said, fucking Charlie, that guy. Jesus.
Got
He's
no
just
clue.
always so. And like I said, you know, you can't, I know he doesn't do that in real life.
You can't.
You know?
And he can't talk that much in the car. I mean, I talk a lot, but still. Alright, you want to start your stream? Start the stream?
Yeah, I will get it started here. I just need to go live. I have the stream started. You want me to try streaming Discord also?
What do you mean?
I have the Facebook stream ready to go. And then I didn't know, because if you watch Facebook, it's going to be a little bit behind.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? It's always a delay. I don't know if I can stream both. But I can try it. Screens, screen one, go live. Let me try that. So we'll see if that works. So that should give you live of what's going on. Because I'm going to hide the... all the, you know, bars and stuff. So. Now, I can work the, you know, the clear all
yeah.
and the throw cautions.
Yeah.
Oh, and then what are we doing for stages here? I guess like 20-20. No, that would only be 10.
Just do it halfway.
Yeah.
Hey guys, I guess this is a short race.
We'll just do a halfway stage break.
Just one in the middle.
Alright,
yeah. We could just do a halfway yellow. Leave it open.
Alright, let me get my stream going.
Yeah. Not really, but bubble
is hot. Thank you. Treat your equipment like it's a one-of-a-kind tool. You only get one.
Do what?
So, let me get this pulled up. So, let me hide the bars.
I want to look as pretty as I start.
Alright. Alright, well, everybody, welcome to race 2 of season 2 of the WTF Truck Series. We're at Bristol. And, it's a short race. We have a 50-lap race. Who we got on the pole?
Yeah, what's how y'all doing? We're here for the WTF race 2 at Bristol. Gonna be an intense race, short 50 lapper, halfway yellow. We're not gonna do the yellow one, but it's definitely gonna be entertaining. It's gonna be some fun. Doug, you wanna do how the everything's gonna start, I guess you could say?
The starting lineup looks like we have Dale in the 46 truck starting on the pole. We got Chris in the 15 to his outside. We got Anthony in the 28 in third. Clayton in the 9 in fourth. And Matt looks like he's in fifth there. I'm not sure. They haven't gridded yet. I got
Bully in sixth.
And sixth. Yeah. I don't even. So,
Brian?
Yeah, so you got Brian back there, and you got Jeff in the 75 truck. Up there's Bully dropping in.
Yep. All right, looks like they're rolling. So looks like they got the gears rolling. You want to do ones to watch for this race? I got my pick, my two. I'm gonna pick two.
All right, I am gonna go. I think Let me see here. I'm going to get back up to the front. Did this lose somebody?
Well, I know my picks.
Well, I'd have to say let's keep an eye on Chris. He ran really strong.
He's been quick. He's been getting faster and faster every week, you know, in practice.
Did you guys handle the EOL?
Oh, does Brady still want an EOL? He's already in the back.
He's already in the back. Yeah. Brian wanted an EOL.
Brian won. All right.
Yeah. Yeah, I think Chris will run Brian well, so if he can stay.
What's up, fellas?
What's up?
I'm not in the race. Can you believe I'm not in my race?
You didn't make it back
my
in?
Screens. No, I couldn't. I restarted everything. I was down to 58, but my screen, I only had my left hand screen, and I couldn't pull it over.
So you're going to join us in the broadcast booth. Awesome.
I don't have much of a choice, you know?
All right. Well, I do have it.
I know I got my ones to watch. I'm going to be watching out for Matt and Bully. They were both one of the quickest ones in practice. So it's going to be them I'm going to watch out for, and Brian. Brian's always been quick. So as they're coming to the green, taking the green flag, Dale and Chris. Green is out, and we're rolling at Bristol. Chris has that high line. The high line is definitely better, but Dell able to get out front, especially on these restarts. Bottom's going to be worth it into one. Clayton got pretty close to Anthony's back bumper right there. Anthony going to get a little bit sideways. Huge wreck on the front stretch.
All right, we're under yellow.
Under yellow.
He took the toe.
Yeah, Anthony. Clayton gave him a little bump in the center, and then from there, he was flying off, and then, it was, he lost, well, it really wasn't Clayton. Anthony kind of lost her by himself, so. Greg, you want to do interviews tonight, if we do interviews?
Yeah, I could do a few. I could step in and do a few. Still trying to get
We'll try to do one
I'm still
every,
trying to get
we'll try
some
to do
view
one.
Right now.
Yeah.
If you just view, I have the stream up in Discord.
Yeah, I was going to go in a different way. Let me go. I still want to go in, this way. Bring that up. Oh, yeah, because I can see stream and watch it over there. Well, if I can put it right over there
so
for right
see
now.
Let's what we got. We got the,
Was there smoking?
You want to interview Jeff since he got damaged from that? Drag him in here?
Well, I didn't see it. You're going to interview him right now so I can fool up. All I don't have no view or nothing yet.
All right.
Yeah, we can do that.
Let's drag him in here.
Yeah, you or JK, one of y'all just interview him.
Yeah, go ahead and pull him on in. Let's see if that holds together for us tonight.
You going to do it, Bully? Or Doug?
I'm trying to get to it.
Right now. I was going to say, I only have one screen.
All right, so we're pulling Jeff in. Oh, we don't have Jeff in here. Remember, he's not in the Discord.
Oh, he's not in Discord.
Yeah.
Checking up.
Actually,
hey, Jeff, you got a copy? Try to do it in game. That didn't work. Maybe you can't hear us. All right, you want to try to pull?
I'm gonna. Let's talk to Dale.
All right.
Since he's leading the race right now. Dale, this is Doug and Gabe in the booth. How's it going out there?
It's doing pretty good. I mean, five laps in. I had to do a slide job up there when I was on the inside coming off the exit of turn four, and I feel like I have a good truck here tonight, and maybe I can lead some laps and maybe hopefully bring this win home tonight here at Bristol.
Yeah, from the practice and stuff, looks like you got some competition back there waiting to pounce on you. So I think you'll have to fend off a few of those guys back there, I believe.
Yeah, I'm just waiting for, I'm just waiting for Bully to come up here and Matt and Brady and all them back there, just waiting for them to come up so I can battle them out. It seems like the inside, whenever my tires are burned out, it seems like it's not the best choice, so I'm going to try to take this outside line the best I can and, you know, just do well here.
All right, looks like you guys are about ready for green. We'll let you back at it, and good luck.
Yeah, good luck, man. Give us hell. All right. Still pretty much the same lineup, except Matt moved up one spot. Bully moved up a spot.
We got Matt up there. Looks like I think Clayton picked up a spot.
Matt.
We'll have to get Anthony. Oops, Anthony's blinking a little bit. We'll have to get Anthony back up there.
Yeah.
Because I think he's a couple laps down.
Dale's blinking a little bit, but it's all right. Pace lights are out. Pace truck is off. And they're coming to the green. Dale is leading him to the green. Green is out, or back out at Bristol. Bottom still looks like it's going to be quicker on this first initial stint. Matt's going to give a little bit of a bumper to Chris, try to get him going. Top is now rolling. See Chris into second. Matt's going to give him a little push into 3 and 4. Clayton's going to watch up just a little bit, and Matt's now clear. So the top, definitely the preferred lane once we all start getting rolling.
Dale got in the wall a little bit there on that.
Yeah, that's the risk you're going to have to take as you got Bully trying to find a way. Oh, yeah. It's a risk you're going to have to take. If you run the Larson line, you're definitely going to have to be careful with it, especially bouncing off these walls. And bodies of these trucks aren't very durable, so going to have to watch out for it.
Oh, we have a wreck. 15 just went around.
Huge wreck right there for Chris. Don't know what happened. I'm going to rewind it.
Anthony, some waves.
Yeah, hold on. Looked like Chris bounced off the wall right in front of Matt. Hard contact on the inside wall. Held the brakes, so I'll give him props for that after that hard hit. He was holding the brakes and was able to get it slowed down, but that's going to be the second yellow of the race. Going to get Anthony a few waves. All right, everybody stay low. Let Anthony go around. So we still got Dale leading, Anthony, Matt, and Clayton pitted. Pretty much the entire field pitted except for Dale. Let me try to get to the pit road camera. Let's see who's going to beat him off pit road. Matt. He's going to get off pit road first. You got Clayton.
Matt,
Clayton. Brian.
Brian. Bully.
Brady. Chris now has his fast repair, so that's good to see him back up there. Looked like two cars stayed out, and then Matt's the closest one on tires, so we're definitely going to have to watch out for that.
Yeah, you're going to give him another one?
Yeah. You got the best paint scheme, no doubt, in the field of seven. Freaky tikis right there. Love that paint scheme. That paint scheme has haunted me multiple times, especially at whatever track at Gateway. He won last season. Chris getting his way around. No, I'm just trying to get Anthony his. You want to drag Bully up in the booth, or you want to do Matt? Who you want to do? Jeff? No, Jeff ain't in here. You do, Brian, or Bully, whatever. It's your choice.
Let's pull Bully in.
Alright. I'll ask a few questions.
Alright, hang on. I can't get to everything because I've got so many channels. Alright, let's see. Bully. Alright.
Hey, Bully, you got a copy?
Yep.
What's up, man? Started P6 and you're still P6, so what's your plan to get back up to the front right here?
I'm just riding. They'll take care of themselves.
Yeah, it's definitely a short race. You're going to have to be careful with it. You still got a decent amount of fast pairs for such a short race, but...
Haven't used any.
Yeah. I'll give you props, Bristol. It's going to be tough to not, so... You think outside or inside is going to be better for this restart?
I think outside's probably going to be better on the restart, but... We'll see if we can get a run in, you know, then we'll see what happens. But I think it's going to come down more to surviving.
Oh, yeah. Well, man, good luck. Coming back to one to go right here. So good luck. Give us some hell. Get up there.
Yep.
All right. Well, all right. See Anthony getting his last wave round, I do believe. Then when they ask for a wave around or whatever, you'll or not a wave, clear. You do it because I have chat muted.
Okay.
So they're coming back to green. Matt starting P3 on the inside, and you got Jeff on the outside and Dale still out front. So they're coming back to green. Jeff lagging a little bit far back. Green is waving in their back out, going full speed, wide open. Matt gonna immediately jump to the outside right here, battling for the lead. Dale blinks a little bit. Bully trying to work his way around Clayton in the back. They're three wide. Jeff's in the wall. See Matt trying to figure out a lane to go up front. Looks like Clayton's spinning on the front stretch.
Yeah, we got something going on with the nine there.
Get back going. He's going to keep it rolling. No yellow. Just try to run from laps right here. You got Brady looking on the inside of Brian. Oh, he is. There he goes. Brady and Brian battling right here. Dale looked like he pulled a marginal gap on Matt right here. But everybody's still on that top. Big gap between second and third, but first and second are all tucked up under each other. Then third, fourth, and fifth are all right up on each other. Brian, Chris, Brady. Chris is working that bottom line. Brady's in the wall.
In the wall. I slowed him up a bit. Got Chris is underneath of Brian. Looks like he should be clear now. Yep, he's got him.
See if that outside run works out for Brian right here. He's not going to be able to get back to the inside. Bully's going to try to work the inside on Brian now. They're door to door coming off the corner. Brian's just not getting that big of a run coming off the corner. Bully's going to get clear. Matt's still maintaining his gap right here. Probably saving his stuff. I wouldn't put it behind Matt. He's still saving his stuff.
Yeah, he's definitely smart at that. So he won't use it up too fast. He'll be there at the end.
2.8 between Chris and the leader. Lap 23 this time. So you want to throw a straight break maybe at 30? Since we got a run now? Or you just want to keep him running? We'll just keep him running?
Yeah, just keep him running to like
35
I'd say
maybe.
To like 50 or something. We were talking about a halfway. Yeah, we could do a halfway.
You still want to do a halfway?
Yeah.
Or do you want to do it to 30? We could do 30, whatever. Stage break that time. So Dale is out front, and you got Matt and Chris. So.
Yeah, Dale. Dale seems to really. He really seems to have the truck tonight. I don't know if anybody's going to get to him.
We'll see. It's going to be interesting. We're going to see who all pitch right here.
But Chris is holding his own.
Chris is always quick. He's jumped back up to the front. Matt. Thought about pitting right there. All right, you want to drag? We can do Matt and Chris now, if you want. Ooh, Matt just blinked out a little bit, but if you want to drag Matt in here, then we'll do Chris after.
All right, I'm gonna drag him in. He is in now.
All right, Matt, you got a copy?
Yep. What's going on?
Nothing. You look pretty quick. Still second. You've been working through your field. You started fifth and you drove to second in a short run. So what do you think it's going to take to get around Dale right here?
Probably with the way my car's handling, probably him to slip up. My car has got a real bad push in the front end, so it's having to wait on the throttle to get back, to get back into it, and gonna have to see how she goes.
Yeah, with Bristol, definitely going to be kind of different. You're going to have to save your stuff. Were you saving it all right there, or are you going to try to pit next time? Maybe next yellow?
I did start to save a little bit. Granted, I did pit already. I kind of got up to him and was still having that push and everything else, so I just started to save a little bit. Let him kind of burn his stuff up. I seen him on my screen. He was going off the wall, so I don't know if that was really him doing that or,
Yeah, it's definitely Bristol. Going to have to watch out. Still got fast prayers and all that. So other than that, man, good luck. Give her a smell. Run it quick.
Thank you.
JK, are you clearing all the blacks in the wave around?
Yeah.
I've
been trying. I'm
three.
Under.
Okay, I just want to make sure you're doing it. I'm over in the other chat. Now I don't want to do it if you're doing it.
If you can handle it, that'd be great.
Okay. I mean,
just don't do
Allen,
too many,
yeah.
You know?
Well, no. I mean, If anything, I won't give him enough.
Alright. You want to drag Chris in here? He's P2 right now.
Alright. Hey, Chris, this is Doug and Cave. How's it going out there?
Come on, boys.
Well, you seem to be running pretty good. You're staying up front.
Well, I had that little mistake. I bounced off that outside wall and he went for a ride down to the inside, but got fresh tires, got her fixed up, and I just drove right through that field back up to third, so I think we might have a shot at it today.
You definitely did look quickest. You were probably one of the, I mean, from what we saw, one of the only cars to be able to roll the bottom right there and got around everybody. You're up back up to third. You think the bottom's going to be quicker or the top's going to be quicker in this last few stints?
It's going to be tough to tell. I imagine I might be able to get around it on, you know, a first few laps, but I think it's going to start checking up on it, you know, as the run goes on, so we'll have to wait and see.
I feel you. It's starting to rubber up the top. Top's going to be definitely a lot quicker coming up. So, other than that, man, good luck. Give her some hell.
All right, we'll do it.
Good luck, man.
Thanks.
That was Chris and Matt right there. They're going to have...
Are you back on the lead lap?
Clayton just wrecked again.
He did?
Exiting pit road, he hit the wall. He's good now. He's still rolling. All
right. Yeah, I extended it on that one for him. Let's see.
Pace car lights are out as we're going to double up here. You got Matt. Or you got Dale starting on the inside, Matt on the outside. Matt was definitely one of the quicker ones last season. Dale's a new guy. You got Chris, who's a new guy to running into the series, but we know him for a while. You got Bully. He's always been in the series. He's always quick. Bristol's probably one of his better tracks. So as we're coming back to the green, pace truck is off. Green's back out at Bristol.
All right. Looks like Matt's getting a run on the outside there.
It was going to be clear coming off the corner, but halfway down the straightaway, he's still clear. Matt's going to go to the bottom right here.
Oh, dive into the bottom.
Have to be careful not to wash up into him. He's there, though. Big flyby.
He just really doesn't have anything for him. It seems like Dale's just got a really fast truck tonight.
Yeah.
Seems like he can put that truck wherever he wants it.
It's going to be difficult to pass. Bristol's always a difficult place to pass. The top's really dominant here, at least in the virtual sense to it. So you got Chris still hanging strong, though. He's in P3 right now. Then you got Bully breathing on his neck, giving him some pressure. So looks like all in all, it's just everybody kind of spreading out, going to try to save their stuff for this last 25 laps right here. I'm on board with Bully right now, just watching kind of the wheel movements and all that in his Toyota Tundra, WTF Racing Toyota Tundra. He's going to get a little loose off there. He's nice and smooth.
Let's move through the field here a little bit. I'm just guessing he's kind of sitting back trying to save a little bit of equipment and make a run there towards the end.
Yeah, you got the youngster Brady, P5 right now. He's climbing. He started P11. He's up to 5th right now as we see Matt. He finally caught back up to Dale. He's going to try to work a move to see if that can work and go around him. He's doing his back bumper in the center, but coming off doesn't get that good of a run. Everybody's running real wide on exit. Brady's in the wall. Anthony's going underneath him. He's still not clear, but it's going to be tight coming off the corner. Ooh, they make a little bit of contact.
Looks like he got him. So let's see if Brady can fight back.
Brady's going to go back to the bottom.
Looks like Anthony's a little high. Brady's underneath them.
As Matt's trying to work the bottom. What happened?
They got together.
Brady washed up into him, coming off the corner, and ended up tangling. Yellow is out. Looked like... Tony Stewart and Matt Kenseth at Bristol, like in 2011.
Yeah.
So I'm going to go back a few laps and try to watch this battle between Matt and Dale. Dale definitely looked like he was quick just on top.
Dale is just definitely getting that drive off the turn.
I think Matt does have a quicker truck, but he's definitely not going to be as quick. So on the bottom.
And Matt stays out. stays out to take the lead.
Oh. All right. Matt stays out. Interesting call from him. I figured out of everybody he would be the one pitting, but he has, I mean, in the interview he did say he was saving tires, so that's a new one. Let's see who's going to leave pit road. Is he, Anthony pulling in, using his fast repair. Dale, Chris, Bully, and Clayton. They make contact exiting pit road. I heard a little bit of crunch. Chris spun tires and ended up wrecking, exiting pit road. Luckily, no contact between anybody else, but he ended up getting
Looks like you're going to have to come back in to get that.
Yeah.
Might want to come back in and get that fixed.
He's going to stay out, but new leader, the 40, and then you got Jeff in P2. Then you're going to have Dale on the bottom, so we're going to see what those new tires will do for him. It's going to be interesting.
It's going to be. With 8 to go, I think I'd have went for the tires myself.
Yeah, Matt said he's been saving, but we're going to have to find out. It's definitely going to be interesting.
That should be a pretty good battle up there, I think.
He's been saving his tires, but he's now got the preferred, well, position up front and in the lead. So we're going to have to see how this works out for him. Interesting call, but I think it might have been the right one with, because we're about to, it's 7 to go now, or 6 to go, but looks like lights are still on pace car. So it's definitely going to be, it'd be a struggle for Dale to get past Jeff right here. Let's see how it works out.
Yep, so you got Chris in fourth. So he stayed there. He's got a little damage to his truck, but I think he might be okay here.
Clayton Strong, P6. He qualified fourth. Once he got all the fast guys, he's going to ride kind of middle of the pack, try to, maybe he's just trying to learn something. Clayton's always one of the guys that are aggressive, but if it works out, he's always up there contending. So, pace car lights are out, so Matt looks like he's going to pick top. Interesting call, especially if bottom's that much quicker, especially on the leader starts. I'm going to...
Yep, so it looks like Dale's going to have to get past the 75 truck, and he's got Chris to contend with on his outside. Chris has been running pretty strong, so.
We're going to see how it all works out here. Matt, out front, coming back to the green. Green is out at Bristol. Jeff gets a bad restart, checks up the entire inside line. Chris is going to go with Matt, and they're digging on the top. Big run out front from Matt here at Bristol. You got Dale still trying to work his way around Jeff right here. Brady goes under the apron. They're about to stick at 3. Clayton's going to get on the outside of Jeff, and he's going to pull away. Dale still stuck on the bottom. Brian and Bully in the back make a little bit of contact.
I don't know. It looks like Matt's call might not have been a bad call. He's just right at the moment. He's got to fight off Chris.
I had that strong feeling in him. And Bully in the 75 makes contact, and there's going to be a big wreck. Huge wreck in the back.
And that's going to be lead us to a green-white checker here. So
Dale is going to start P4 now with those fresh tires. Clayton manhandled, got around him. He was working it. He was able to get around Jeff right there on the outside.
Yeah, he took the outside and got around, and Jeff was down low, and I think Dale got hung up behind Jeff a little bit.
Yeah, so Dale did think about making it 3, and then Bully got a little bit impatient and got on the back of him, which I don't blame him. A few laps to go in the race, so you just gotta be smart with your moves. It looked like it was a huge checkup from Jeff coming off the corner, and then Jeff just really couldn't save it once he got halfway down the straightaway.
Yeah, it looks like a lot of the right side of these trucks look like they've been racing at Darlington.
I totally agree with that one. I'm going to go back and see what Brady saw here. He had a good view of it. farther in the back, but enough where he can kind of avoid it. See, bullying the 75 make contact. 75 goes in the wall. He just has the wide open gap to go to the bottom, and he's able to squeak by. Everybody else back blows a motor, so.
We got Brian coming down pit road right now. He's going to get his repairs.
Anthony already pitted. Jeff already pitted, so Brian's going to be in the back now. You want to drag Clayton into Discord?
Here you go.
Hey, Clayton, you got a copy?
Yeah, what up, man? What
up? Seemed like you had the preferred lane right there. Got the top to be working, and you're up to P3. What do you think it's going to have to take to get around Matt for the win and get around Chris for at least second?
Well, you know, they got a good run off the corner there at 75. It's slow on old tires, but here I think a P3 would be good for me. I just got to keep Dale behind me. That's about it here. Get a good restart.
Yeah, you're in the points battle, definitely for this season. It's going to be an interesting if you're able to just have consistent runs. Do you think that right front damage or that right side damage in general on your car is going to make a difference? Or?
I don't think so. It's short track racing here.
Yep, short track racing. All right, good. Good luck, man.
All right, good luck, man. Back out here.
Leave, they're coming to one to go. So, looks like Matt is still going to pick top. If I was him, I would have picked bottom. Pace truck lights are out. I would have picked bottom, put Chris right up in front of Dale. Chris has the damage, so I'm really shocked that that was Matt's choice, but it's Dale's going to try to lag back. Maybe he can try to get a run. We're going to see what happens. Yeah.
I don't know. Chris has been really fast, so he might be able to, you know, hang tough.
He's been consistent, and he's been quick, so we're going to see what happens here. Dale blinks out a little bit, but as they're coming back to the green, going to see what happens. Come to the green. Pace truck is off. Matt and Chris coming off of turn four for the green by checkered. Matt is gone.
It's a good start.
Good start, and he's will it be enough on those old tires compared to Dale's new ones? They're racing hard on the back. Clayton got stuck on the bottom, and he's going to maybe fall back. Brian's on his outside. Matt managing the gap between Dale, or him and Dale right here. They make contact a little bit into the back. Brian's in the wall. I'm going to stay up front and watch the battle. Dale's going to drive it in there. Really close. They make contact at the line. Is that the end of it? That was the end. That was the finish right there.
Yeah, that was a good finish.
I don't know if that was a wide or not, but that was a heck of a finish. Let's go back and watch that.
I thought Dale had a chance, shot to get him there.
He definitely tried. Matt held the middle, and I give him props for that. He definitely held middle to make sure that Dale couldn't wash up. I figured Dale maybe would have washed up right there coming to the finish line, but everybody off of turn four got in the wall. Your top three is going to be Matt, Dale, and Chris, and then rounding out your top five is going to be Brady and Clayton. Clayton going to have a good one right there. That's going to be good for him in the points. You want to drag Matt in here for an interview?
Yep. Matt, congratulations on the win. Nice job.
Thank you.
Looked like you had a little bit of a slower truck, but I'm surprised that you picked the outside to drag Dale with you on that restart. What was your thought process going into the green white checkered?
With how tight my car was, I knew if I would have picked the bottom, I would have slid up and wouldn't have been able to get a run on exit. And if I would have picked top, heck, you did, I can at least roll the top a little bit and then get that run on exit and go that route. So I figured, what the heck, let's keep doing that. And it worked the one time, and just worked out, and then it was just tires are getting old and pushing even more, and then I seen Dale shot down low that one go through one and two, and so I decided to kind of go middle, and I should have went bottom to kind of block him for that last three and four, and luckily I was able to hold on.
Yeah, it still worked out. You definitely were one of the slower trucks at the end, but on those old tires, but you still were able to manage it. Good job, man.
Yep. Appreciate
Congratulations,
it.
Man.
Congratulations. Thank you. All right, you want to drag Dale in here with since he got that P2?
Doug and Cabe.
How you doing? I got a
good. You had a good run for second there. So you just couldn't quite get it at the end. Matt was able to hold you off. I wasn't sure how that was going to go with him not taking tires.
He said that he pitted earlier. So, I mean, it was kind of tire situation there. If I would have gotten up to his bumper a little bit, I would have passed him on to either the entry of 3 and 4 or 1 and 2. And I would have dragged him onto the front stretch cross start finish line and maybe got it, but it is what it is. He was on old tires. I was on fresh tires. He saved it by getting up there to the front. So I did what I could and I held on to the bottom in 3 and 4 and dragged him to the start finish line.
No, you ran a good race. That was a nice finish there. You ran good all race. Good job.
It was pretty good. It was a good race between me and Matt. I knew competition was coming, so just want to say good race to Matt, and it was a good finish by me.
Yep, good job.
All right. That was Dale. Let's go to Chris with a P3. He managed it on with damage. Chris, you got a copy?
I do.
Well, congratulations, man. You, held out the P3 with all the damage and everything. So, what were you thinking headed into that final restart side by side with Matt on the old tires and all that?
Well, I was gonna stick or it wasn't, and it halved that. he kind of got a good jump. I didn't really get the best restart that I would have really preferred. You know, that gave the opportunity to kind of lose second place, but. I tried, but he had it stuck to the outside. I kind of knew as soon as he said I was taking outside that he had the better opportunity if his tires held on for it. But I just thought I was going to have enough tire to get him, but I didn't.
Yeah. It looked like heading into 3 and 4, what were you thinking when you saw Dale dive the inside of Matt right there? What were you thinking in your head?
Well, I was really hoping that he was going to be able to squeeze that hole because I wasn't sure how much of a hole was there, but he made it work. And I was for sure that both of us were going to go for a ride, but, I think I feathered the throttle just a little bit when I see him, you know, make that move. I knew he was going to dive to that inside to try to get a run at him, and I kind of feathered the throttle, you know, just to let him in so we didn't end up wrecking each other for fun's sake, I guess.
Yeah. Well, congratulations. You started second, finished third, so all in all, good race from you. Congratulations.
Yeah, it wasn't bad. Thank you.
Good job. Congratulations.
Thank you.
Well, that's going to do it for WTF Racing Truck Series Race 2 at Bristol. You got anything else to add, Doug?
Nope. I'm all good.
All right.
At least it wasn't as bad as the last two nights.
Yeah, that was definitely one of the best truck races we had. So if you guys enjoy, leave a like, subscribe, do all that. See you guys in the next one. Peace out. All right, cool.